So can you tell me where you went to school?
The high school was Foxwood High School, and it was in Seacroft in Leeds.
And can you describe the area of Seacroft, that school?
Lots of council houses. It was in the middle of a council estate. You didn't really get private houses around there. So the kids from the council estate went to the Foxwood High School.
How would you describe your experiences going to that school?
At the time, I didn't think it was a rough school, but looking back, and okay. Now being a teacher, it was a really rough school. I remember an art class that I was in, and there were kids sniffing gas and sniffing glue while the teacher was trying to teach. I think the teacher was quite frightened to actually confront them, so they turned a blind eye.
Okay.
But yeah, that was the maths teacher got locked in the cupboard until the end of the maths class.
And did the students lock him in the cupboard?
Yeah, students locked them in and just threw things around the classroom until the maths class was over.
But of course, you obviously went, you left school, you progressed, you went to university and became a teacher. Where did some of those other students go to?
I think I was, it was quite unusual to leave that school and go to uni.
Okay.
Most people left at 16 and they were pushing prams. You know, they had kids, they were quite young mothers, or they went onto the dole and signed on.
Okay. So, obviously that was, I suppose, an area we would call socially deprived. There wasn't a lot of money, there weren't many jobs. Was there an alternative kind of school in the area where more posh children would go?
Yeah, the Roundhay School was seen as the posh kids' school.
Okay.
And people from Foxwood didn't really mix with the Roundhay. The area kind of had gangs. You had the Gipton gang, the Seacroft gang, and the Roundhay gang.
Okay.
And they didn't mix. They weren't friends outside school.
Okay.
The Roundhay kids went to school with the blazers and the little hat and the tie.
Okay. So
if any of the Seacroft kids saw them, they picked on them or bullied them.
So the posh kids had a smart uniform with a tie and hats. Did these children have to wear a uniform at your school?
No, I don't think they would have wore it, even if they tried to enforce it.
Okay.
For one, the area, I don't think the parents could afford a uniform. And it was seen as quite free for us not to wear a uniform. It was quite different because a lot of schools did have to wear these horrible brown and yellow uniforms, and we could just wear jeans or a t-shirt.
That's it. Okay. Thank you, Jenny.